Hey everybody, this is John Barry, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
John Barry. John, welcome.
Thank you, buddy. Good to see you again.
It's very good to see you because there was a big scare you had, medical scare, some time ago now.
Yeah, a year ago, January 4th, I was diagnosed with throat cancer. And about this time last year, we're right past Valentine's now, aren't we? So, yeah, I was started my chemo and radiation treatments. And
it must have been so scary, especially for a singer.
Well, wasn't so scary. I mean, I was at peace that whatever happens, it's going to be okay. But, man, that was the toughest thing I've ever been through. I mean, I never could have fathomed how bad chemotherapy is. Couldn't imagine it. It's tough. It's the toughest thing I've ever been through.
And the voice is back?
Well, it was funny. Right near the end of it all, because they were focusing the radiation between my chin and my chest and radiating the crap out of my throat, I had this white stripe that Rob, my wife, got real concerned about infection right across my throat. And so the next day, after she got so concerned that night, because my neck was real brown and leathery, like a football.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it just burns everything, you know. And so she asked the doctor, she said, what's going on with the white stripes across his throat? She said, there's not an infection, is there? And he said, oh, no, no, no. We knew that John was the singer. So we programmed the radiation waves to go around his vocal cords.
My goodness.
Is that not the craziest thing you've ever heard? So
well, let's get on a lighter note. And,
let's
talk about music and what's new out from John Berry?
Well, look back up one second, though. God has been faithful in taking care of me and bringing me through that fire. So I just want to put that out there.
Definitely.
But music has been wonderful. You know, it's really funny. I discovered this cancer right after I recorded my last album. We recorded Thomas Road, and I had a tickle in my throat that wouldn't go away. It ended up, it was a tumor is what that was. But and I did the whole Christmas tour that year. Never missed a note. And it was when all that was over, I finally got back to the doctor and said, what's going on here? So, but Thomas Road is, like I said, is my most recent record. It's an EP of 6 or 7 songs, and I wrote about half of them. And Thomas Road's a street I grew up on in Decatur, Georgia, and it talks about, you know, no matter where you might travel in life, there's something really special. It takes you back to that place you grew up, you know, those memories of growing up in that place. And that's where I found music. I found my love for music. On Thomas Road, I started playing the guitar for the first time. And it's just good memories of growing up there and just a real foundation for my life right there. Hey, everybody, this is John Berry, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I've got a new single in, and I'm seeing them tomorrow. But you're a guest singer on a new single, and I can't remember the name.
Joe and Martina, uh-huh. Friends of my son Kalen. Kalen plays drums in my band, but he also plays some with them and some other people around town. And And Joe and Martina are just a sweet couple. They're from Central California, out in the farm area of California. And Joe's a good songwriter, man. He can write some songs. And he wrote this song called Give Me Back the 90s. And Kalen, my son, said, he said, they're afraid to bring it to you. They don't want to be pushy. But he said, I think you ought to listen to it. They'd like you to sing on it if you think it would work for you. And so I listened to the first verse and chorus, and I called him back. I said, I'm in. This is awesome. And I never listened to it anymore. And then a few days before they set up the session, I said, well, I need to listen to get the chorus, be sure I got the chorus. I listened to the chorus again and sing along with it and repeat, sing along, repeat. And then the day of the session, I'm driving down there, and it's playing through my car stereo. I'm not paying attention. I'm just sort of humming along and stuff. I'm driving. All of a sudden, it gets to the last, right before the last chorus. He says, "Give me back the '90s, and give me back the '90s and old honky tonk with my baby and a John Barry song." A what? I hit skip, 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 back, repeat, and a John Barry song. And I was like, "Ding, dang! They put my name in the song." I had no idea. I mean, I'm in my Jeep, literally driving to the recording session. And there's my name in the song.
Because you hadn't heard the whole song.
I never got that far. I never got that far. And Kalen didn't think to even tell me. I guess he assumed I'd listened all the way through it. And so I got there, and I walk in Joe and Martina, my son's there. I'm like, what's up with that? I had no idea. I mean, I said, y'all got me on that one. But it's a great song. He's a really, really fine writer. And Martina, she's a great singer as well as Joe. Yeah. And it was just a real treat to get to sing on it with them. You know, there's something about, I mean, not that 70s country or 80s country or 2000s country or present country has not got its own great music. But there is something going on in the 90s that was a really cool time.
It was great.
Really proud to be a part of it.
Such a great
time. I think the production values changed from the 70s, 80s into the 90s. The production values changed. A little pop influence was come in that, you know, some of it kind of fell away because it was a little over the top, too much pop, you know.
Yeah.
But there was just something really cool that happened during that time, and some great artists during those days, and I was just really proud to be a part of that. So,
hi, we're Joe and Martina, and you are listening to Lee Williams.
Body steps at Chevy. Buck 44 gas, six pack, paper sack, Bud Heavy. Kids played outside till the sun went down. If you ran out of something, had to head into town. Looking back now, kinda crazy how the whole world's changed. Just ain't the same. Give me back the 90s and an old honky-tonk with my baby. Slow George Strait song, boots scootin' all night under the neon lights. If I could go back, that's where you'd find me. So give me back the 90s. Give me back the 90s. Got a girl's number. Hop on the house phone and call. Pick her up, get the door, take our time to some old dance hall. New tape deck playing nothing but the good stuff. Greatest hits, box set, soundtrack of first love. Looking back now, kinda crazy how the whole world's changed. Just ain't the same. Find me. So give me back the night. song, but scootin' all night under the neon lights. If I could go back, give me back the 90s in an old honky tonk.
Plans of more recordings? Have you got that one out of the way? And
yeah, my last record came out last year. It's called Thomas Road, and we've got several songs I wrote on with just different people. One I wrote with Bill Anderson, Whisperin' Bill, and wrote a song together called Don't Think I Ain't Country, and it's a fun one. And I've started the first phase one of writing a book. Working with a ghostwriter, John St. Augustine, who's written a lot of books of his own and co-written a lot of books. And so we're going to see where that goes. And then I've been wanting to do a faith-based hymns record for years, and I want to do one that has that same feel as my Christmas records have had. Just beautifully done, well-orchestrated, just, you know, big string sections. You know, something like that. So we'll see.
Yeah, well, John, it's been great. I know you got to rush to the next one. That's the trouble.
Heard us around.
That's the trouble with CRS, but it's good to see you again.
Good to see you,
and we'd love to get you into the UK again, because I know when you last came, they loved it.
It's been years. It's been years and years, and I want to come back and visit. But if folks would, you know, come see me at johnberry.com and on Facebook. All the social medias are John Berry Music.
Okay.
And then keep an eye out. We've got a podcast that we're kicking around. That's probably going to be you'll be able to find it at johnberry.com and on our Facebook page as well. But it probably be behind songs and stories.
Wonderful. Yeah, and so. are you doing the TV series anymore?
Songs and Stories. We actually just met with some folks about the possibility of starting it back again, trying to figure out a way that we can do it in such a way that the licensing fees don't. Because that shut us down for now.
Really?
The licensing fees are so expensive. It's not affordable for a little show like me to be able to do it. And I know songwriters, they need to be compensated for what they do. I just hope that they can find a way to do it where a little cable TV show for me is not being charged as thing as the same as NBC.
Yeah.
So, you know, and... But so we'll figure out what we can do, because I would love to start Songs and Stories back up. I know the artist enjoyed doing it, that I had several artists on the last season tell me that they were so proud to be a part of that and to be able to come be on a show that had that emphasis, you know, not just two guys sitting by themselves filming a little clip, but we had a live audience, we had a big band, and it had an energy. And
it was great. I've got the DVD of the series. It's wonderful.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And well, so hopefully we figure out a way to do it again.
Okay, John, well, I know you need to go. Thank you so
thank
much
you,
once
pal.
Again.
Good
and
to see
I
you,
hope
Lee.
To see you before. If not, we'll see you next year.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Okay, cheers.
Hey,
thank
everybody,
you.
This is John Berry, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I go to work each day to pay my bills on time. Sneak away on Saturday to do a little fishing in the creek. Don't think I ain't country, 'cause I don't drive a big truck. Don't think I ain't country, 'cause I ain't down on my luck. If I'm not at the bar, just drowning my hurts. Don't think I ain't country. But I'm not afraid to work with these hands. Just a quiet neighborhood with a flag out in the yard. Go to church every Sunday, try to get there Wednesday if we can. Don't think I ain't country,
'cause I don't drive a big truck. Don't think I ain't country, 'cause I ain't down on my luck. If I'm not at the bar, just drowning my hurts. Don't think I ain't country. So don't think I ain't country, 'cause I don't drive a big truck. Don't think I ain't country, 'cause I ain't down on my luck. If I'm not drinking all night or something